Hey guys, it's me, Rachel, solo, once again, and let's talk Gilbert Burns today. So I want to talk Gilbert Burns. Kelsey recently interviewed him, and I will have a link to that right up here. But yeah, he recently interviewed him, and there were a couple things that came out of that interview that I thought were really interesting, and so I wanted to talk about. So Burns lost to Usman for the, you know, the title, the opportunity to have the title in that weight class. And then he most recently, though, fought Stephen Thompson, Wonder Boy, and he was the underdog in that fight. But he won. He won that fight. And so I wanted to talk about what he thinks is next for himself. Here's what I like about Gilbert Burns is he's a combination of being passionate, but also very measured. And what a like wonderful thing that is, because often like our passions can, we can be tied to them and they can just like whip us all over the place. But passions are good though, like to have like a big heart and the ability to love and love deeply and strongly. I think that that's really, really great. So to then measure it, because usually people go in one way, like all the way into their passions or all the way into being like real closed off. But I find him to be very measured. And here's what it is he's like, you know what? I see the reality of the situation is I want to rematch with Usman. I want to go for that title again, but I don't think that it's quite reasonable that I'm going to get that quite yet. And we've all heard Dana White talk about Colby Covington and Usman being next. And Colby Covington is number one. Like, he's the next guy in line there, with Gilbert Burns being right under him. So it makes sense, right? Even though sometimes UFC's rankings don't always make sense according to the way they match fights. Regardless, in this case, makes sense. So Gilbert Burns, who does he see next for him? And he listed two fighters, Leon Edwards or Jorge Masvidal. So Leon Edwards is coming off, I want to say something like a 10-fight win streak, something like that. Really, really good. Most recently, just beat Nate Diaz, and Nate Diaz's big like comeback fight, who I love because somehow Nate Diaz managed to spin that loss into like really a win for himself, because like he almost like, you know, had him at the end there. So I love that. But back to Gilbert Burns. So like that makes sense in the scheme of things, right? And then he said, or Jorge Masvidal. So Jorge Masvidal being a big name and a guy out there that could make a good match. So like he's like, you know what? Either one of these guys, I see those guys being next. He's gonna go. His team talk with UFC. They're gonna get all that worked out. Now another name that was thrown out there was Nate Diaz. So Nate Diaz has got some like, you know, he's got star power. People love this guy. Fans love him. And so that would be kind of in a different realm. And so that's what I want to talk about. Like the idea of like taking the path of, okay, I want the title. I'm going to like do this and go up through the ranks and do the things that make sense. Or prize fighting. Prize fighting is like, hey, I fight for prizes. I fight for money. I got to make a living here. Totally makes sense for fighters, right? Because they don't have like, you know, this isn't a job they get to work until they're 65 and then retire. Like it doesn't work like that. And you don't know what's going to happen to you. A surprise injury could like end everything for you. So this whole like being a prize fighter, it totally makes sense with this type of job. And that's what that would be, right? And we've seen allegedly Dustin Poirier took the rematch. Third match? How does that work? With Conor McGregor, and instead of taking a title shot, allegedly. And so we see, like, okay, people have choices, right? And what they do. And what I would like to say is that this is often something people have a strong opinion about. But man, I really see the benefits from like whatever path that you take. And because it totally makes sense to me to go the prize fighting route, as I already mentioned, and why that's important. I also see some people saying, hey, you know what? The most important thing to me is the titles, is proving myself, is having those like certain accolades, like next to my name, like in the annals of UFC history, having these things. So I just see both. And what it is that when people, sometimes when people talk about stuff like this, when it comes to taking the one route of the title shot, they often talk about, like, if they take that route or they say somebody should, it's like, oh, well, that's the right route to take. That's the right way to go. And I'm kind of better than you because I think that. I'm superior. Like, you know, I'm not, you know, tempted by, you know, I don't know. Sometimes there's just like this thing about it. But I think that it's, I think that the fighters have a right to decide in their own personal and unique situations what is the best decision for them. And so I think when Gilbert Burns was talking, I found that he was really measured and he was willing to think through things and not just like brashly, like, you know, run out things. So I really appreciated that about Gilbert Burns. And furthermore, another thing that came out of that interview was his thoughts about Dustin Poirier versus Conor McGregor 3, and kind of about like the fight, but also about some of the Conor McGregor's antics and the way that he behaved after the fight. And here's what I loved, is that he first was like, that's not me. Like, I wouldn't take that route, you know, making death threats to my opponent and my opponent's family. I wouldn't do this. But something else that he said is, I haven't been in Conor McGregor's shoes. I haven't walked a mile in this guy's shoes, like, to know how it feels to be Conor McGregor, to be a household name, to have, like, all this money, to be in that cage, and there's, like, all these, he said, important people. I know on camera they showed a lot of celebrities, lots of different people, like, people on TV, like, watching via TV, like, all this, like, pressure. It's like, I don't know what it's like to be in Conor McGregor's shoes. How, I don't know how I might react in this kind of situation. And Kelsey and I talked about this when we talked about the fight too, that sometimes when you are under duress, when something happens, it's easy to fall back on what we call them in our house, old behaviors. So these are behaviors that, like, I don't necessarily want to use and in my daily life moving forward. And so I try really hard not to, like, say, like, being defensive, being judgmental, being critical, these kinds of things. But sometimes when I'm under duress, that's exactly what happens. Like, I end up doing those very things. And so to look at, I just love that about Gilbert Burns, is like, he's like, you know what? I'm not in that guy's shoes. I don't think it's okay. I don't think it's a good thing. But I can't judge Conor McGregor. So in that very thing, he judged the behavior. Like, oh yeah, that's not okay to do. But he did not judge Conor McGregor. I haven't walked a mile in this guy's shoes. We all make mistakes. We all, like, do things, right? I just thought, like, I just loved hearing and learning more about Gilbert Burns via Kelsey's interview. I guess I'm just going to keep pointing here, even though he's not here. Anyway, so just talking a little bit about Gilbert Burns today. Let me know, who do you think he should fight next? There's three opponents I talked about. Maybe you got somebody else you want to talk about. Who do you think he should fight next? Do you think he should go the prize fighting way route? Should he go the other route and, you know, work back to get that next, that get another title shot? Should he do that? Let me know what you think about Gilbert Burns' next fights. And hey, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, subscribe. We appreciate it. And if you're listening to this via podcast, make sure to review and subscribe. And we'll see you next time, Best Fight Friends.